Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to a recent study, men with the highest blood levels of DHA had a 2.5 times greater risk of developing an aggressive form of prostate cancer than those with the lowest levels. The European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition study also found that men with the highest omega-3 levels had the highest risk for prostate cancer. DHA is one of the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil and is often prescribed as a supplement by healthcare practitioners who continue to insist that humans cannot convert omega-3 short-chain fatty acids to long-chain fatty acids like DHA. The fallacy in this argument is that there are only two essential fatty acids, meaning they must come from food, omega-3 and 6. The others are not considered essential because the body can synthesize them. So this whole recommendation that you have to eat them in food defies the medical textbooks and biochemistry textbooks as we know them, because it is perfectly possible for the body to synthesize these other fatty acids from the omega-3s and 6s we take in from food. DHA and other supplements are recommended for heart health, and some healthcare professionals are saying in response to the link between omega-3 and prostate cancer that the benefits for cardiovascular health outweigh the risk of prostate cancer. But you might remember I reported on a study that was published in the British Medical Journal in 2006 that showed that participants taking omega-3 supplements didn't fare better than those taking placebo. In an analysis that involved 89 studies and over 36,000 participants, and that study also could not rule out an increased risk of cancer. So the point here is this idea that there's some form of omega-3 deficiency that most humans are suffering from that has to be remedied by taking fish oil or omega-3 supplements or eating fish. It is a myth, and it just does not seem to go away in spite of a fairly large body of evidence showing that people don't really fare any better taking these omega-3 supplements, and that if we just fix the diet, we'll get the omega-6 consumption down to the amount that it should be and resolve this entire issue through dietary change. So anyway, if you're one of those folks who's still taking fish oil capsules or still thinking that you must eat fish in order to protect your health, you can let go of that idea now. It's not necessary. That's all for now, and have a great day.